It's April 1971, and I'm 95 years old. I was born Alice Emily Sawkins on February 1st, 1876, in Rotherhithe, South London. Dad was a commercial traveller selling boots and shoes. I had seven brothers, but two of them died young. I went to school until I was 13, when I left to help Mum with a new baby. I was sad to leave, but have kept my love of reading and even remember a little Latin. Later, I worked as a shop assistant and was in Regent Street for a while. It was good fun sometimes and I made friends, but one place was so cold I had chilblains for months. My older brother, Harry, had a friend, Samuel Ray, an accountant who worked in Nigeria. Sam told his mother that he would like to marry me, but was nervous about proposing. She said, "Ask her to the theatre. If she says yes, she'll have you," which I did. My parents had moved to Cardiff, and Sam and I were married in Llandaff Cathedral in July 1905. We got a house near my parents, and I was glad of this as I gave birth to four daughters, Nita, Phyllis, Winifred and Sybil, during the next 8 years. And Sam was in Nigeria most of the time. Sam was very disappointed that I didn't have a son, and I was very upset that he barely acknowledged the birth of Sybil, our youngest. During the First World War, Sam decided that we should move to a small holding near Wollaston, Gloucestershire. I didn't want to leave Cardiff and my parents, and was in tears in the train when we moved. But I did get used to the new life, made friends, and had help with the animals. It was a lot of work, but the girls were happy. The younger ones went to the village school, but Nita went to the grammar school in Lydney. In the winter, I used to meet her every afternoon off the train with a lantern to see her home. We were both determined that the girls should have a good education. At the beginning of the war, Sam served with the Cameroon's Expeditionary Force. He was invalided out in 1916 with nervous exhaustion and was in a bad way when he came home. He couldn't bear to see knives. We returned to Cardiff, and in 1922, Nita found the house where I still live. We were happy and busy with the house full of the girls' school and college friends and exchange visitors from France and Germany. Sam's last job was auditor for the Sinai Military Railway, and I spent 3 months in Haifa with him in 1923-24. I hadn't wanted to leave the girls, but it was a wonderful holiday. I enjoyed meeting new friendly people and got used to the social niceties. I loved Palestine and particularly walks on Mount Carmel. Sam came home for good soon after this, and the girls gradually left home for university or work. My dad died in 29 and Mum in 36, but I kept in touch with my family and Sam's. Life was very busy again during the Second World War. Nita and her husband Bill came to live with us when they were evacuated from London, and Martin, the first of our five grandsons, was born here in February 1940, to Sam's absolute delight and mine. I was glad Nita was here, as her nerves were bad after the birth and Bill worked long hours. Winifred and Sybil were here for part of the war too, only Phyllis was abroad. On the whole, things went fairly smoothly. In 1945, Nita, Bill and Martin moved back to London where their daughter Kay was born. Sybil's husband was demobbed and they lived here for some time with their two sons. In 1948, Phyllis married Heinz and came to live here. They had two sons, but the marriage wasn't a success and we didn't see much of Heinz. Phil's been with me ever since, but her boys are away now. Sam died in 1957. We were married for 52 years. He wasn't always an easy man. Generous, emotional, quick-tempered, affectionate, difficult to organise, and proud of his family. The world has changed so much. I've even voted Labour for the first time. I'm very disappointed to have had a setback with my TB, but Phil's being a wonderful nurse. I had a lot in mind before the halt, repotting cuttings, etc., but never mind. My eyes are not so good since my illness, but I'm hoping they will back up later.